Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
In the studio with us here for a live-to-air / interview. They're going to play a few songs, maybe a couple unreleased ones. We'll see how we go. But we have Andrea and Adam from Zonas, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it right?
Yeah, it's our last name.
Okay, cool. We have Andrea and Adam Zonas here from Zonas, here to talk about their nationwide tour, their show at Inch Bar, potentially some upcoming music and upcoming album, which is really, really exciting. But first things first, good morning to both of you. How are we?
Never been better.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Oh, very, very happy to accommodate. Very, very happy to accommodate. I saw about a week ago you guys were at the Niagara Bluegrass and Roots Festival.
Is that true?
Is that?
It's 100% true.
Whereabouts is that?
It's in Niagara Falls, down in the Catlins.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a little old schoolhouse that's turned into a restaurant, and there's a little river called the Niagara River and Niagara Falls. And let me tell you, coming from Canada and knowing what the real Niagara Falls has to offer, this one puts us to shame.
No way.
Yeah, it's three feet tall. Yeah.
You got me so good there. Why don't I believe these Canadians?
People just trust us when we say we're Canadians, right? So we can get away with anything.
This is true. How do you feel about the term Canuck?
It's fine.
It's fine? Okay, cool.
Our local-ish hockey team is the Canucks.
Okay.
So, you know.
That's just an accurate term, I guess, then.
Yeah, it's like Kiwi.
True. Know? I thought it was kind of a slur.
No.
Okay. We're on much better footing then.
Yeah. I guess context is everything, but no, we're fine with it.
It is. Yes. You guys got into the country, I think, the 30th. You're here until March. You're playing 33 shows, which is crazy. You're both very renowned travelers. Why do you choose to come to New Zealand to do a big tour like this?
Well, we have been hearing amazing things about New Zealand for years. Mm. And it's funny because our very first album is called Rise of the Sheep.
Mm.
So I do feel it was destiny. That we're here overall. Adam's mom actually came here a couple of years ago and just loved it.
Uh-huh.
So we had to check out the Kiwis and come on down here and meet everybody.
Mean. Have you seen a lot of sheep?
Lots of sheep.
Lots of sheep.
Tons of sheep. And deer farms. That's very different. We just have deers wandering the streets, but here you eat them. That makes a lot of sense.
They're actually probably one of the best meats of all time. Mm. I'm going to say, if you're a meat eater, venison goes hard.
It's good.
It's real good. Uh-huh. Oh, have you had our pies as well? You've been engaging in some pies?
We've had some pies.
Yeah. mean. I'm super, super happy to hear that. This is your first time coming through the country. Have your expectations been met or have they been exceeded?
Well, you know, we had so many good expectations because everyone we talked to said how awesome New Zealand was and how the people there were so friendly and you guys have such a good reputation internationally and all the Kiwis I've met, you know, previously were all really nice people. And to be honest, I guess our expectations have just been met.
Mm. Awesome.
Because they were very high.
Cool.
And it's delivering.
I'm very, very glad to hear that. I'm super glad to hear that. So you guys are coming through here to do a wee chat, and we're also going to be playing some tunes. I heard you mention that there's a Flat Earth song you're going to be playing.
Yeah, so I usually tell the story before I play it, but basically, you know, must all know about the Flat Earth Society, the big internet thing, and I thought it was just a joke because really, how could it be anything other than a joke until a few years ago? We actually met a real-life Flat Earther on the beach on a little island up in Canada called Quadra Island, and he just started laying into me, telling me the whole story, and I mean, the guy believed. And when he told me that space is fake, I knew I needed to write a song. Mm. And I wrote the song you're going to hear in a couple minutes.
Awesome. What was your reaction when you heard that? Was it pretty spooky, pretty wowing?
Well, yeah. It's kind of like almost like a splash of cold water I really thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
I didn't actually think anyone was serious about it. And then I saw afterwards, you know, the Netflix documentary came out, and it's like, no, there is actually people who legit, at least they claim to believe it, you know? Mm. So, yeah, it's real. The truth is not out there, but it is real, and those people exist. And actually, we've had a few of them introduce themselves in various ways after we've played the song live, and awkward... There's two reactions. One reaction is, hey, thanks for helping us get the word out.
Oh, my God.
And then the other reaction is, F you, man. So, you know.
That's crazy.
I wear both with a badge of pride.
You should, you should. There's actually, I can't remember who did it. There's a really, really awesome YouTube video essay where this guy sort of goes into the, just how paranoid that, like, the flat earth community is. And a few years ago, there were these two real big leaders in the community. And they couldn't maintain cohesion because one of them had to be a CIA psyop from the lizard people and the other person was an alien. And so there was just, the community was completely splintered because there's like no trust because everything is fake. You know, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song, Everything is Fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Are you not messing with me this time?
I'm not.
Okay, cool. Well, let's get to it. Here's Everything is Fake.
Okay.
Are you singing and playing guitar?
I'm singing and playing guitar, yeah.
Cool,
and
cool.
Andrea is going to sing along some backups with me.
Okay, cool. We might just test out the... Oh, no, the guitar should be fine. If we need to change any microphones, we can do that as we as we learn. It is 10:08 in the AM. We have Andrea and Adam from the band Zonas here to talk about their experience in New Zealand and to play some tunes. And right now, they're going to play Everything is Fake. Let's get to it.
So just last year, at the end of summer, we took a trip up to Quadra Island. We had breakfast on Rebecca Spit, enjoying the beauty and the silence, when a man came up to me, and he told me where it's at. He said, "Son, everything you know is wrong, and the earth is actually flat." So needless to say, I was blown away by the scope of this revelation. How had I made it 36 years without hearing this information? And if I had a moment, he'd tell me all he knew. And I said, for this, I got all day and down the rabbit hole we flew. So apparently the world is a frisbee completely surrounded by ice. The sky is made of water. We all live in a bubble inside. And gravity and quantum mechanics are both mathematical mistakes. And anything that didn't fit into his theory was obviously fake. Everything is fake. The world is just a lie. The sun, the moon, and the stars are a hoax. It's all NASA fabricated CGI. Everything is fake. A grand conspiracy. But we flat earthers, we know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Don't go walking too far with the truth, though. You might fall over the edge. So I peppered him with all sorts of questions till he gave me the answer. The same evil men who were perpetuating this were withholding the cure to cancer. They were responsible for 9/11 and Area 51. They even faked the deaths of Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, and Jim Morrison. So with a wave of his lips, he explained the eclipse and GPS and satellites. The sun and the moon were really quite close and only 33 miles wide, and I was almost convinced. But that was when it hit me. How come it still only takes 14 hours to fly from Santiago to Sydney? He said, everything is fake. The world is just a lie. The sun, the moon, and the stars are a hoax. It's all NASA fabricated CGI. Everything is fake. A grand conspiracy. But we flat earthers, we know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. At least we finally know what happened to Amelia Earhart. Straight into the abyss. So I got to wondering how anyone could believe such obvious crap. That was when I realized we humans have a history of doing that. And this was just a brand new spin on an age-old ideology. Hell, if you could get Tom Cruise to believe it, it could be the next Scientology. It must feel great to be the only one who's right. Kind of like believing everyone else goes to hell when they die. And as for these flat earthers, at least their agenda isn't deadly. So if you're gonna join a cult, remember, it might as well be friendly. And he really was a friendly guy. Happy-go-lucky swagger, not a care as he strolled upon this pancake earth. So he tipped his hat, said goodbye, and continued on his way. Off to drop more knowledge bombs upon folks he met that day. But he had one last thing to tell me. He knew that I'd be thrilled to hear that. They were the Flat Earth Society, and they've got members around the world. Everything is fake. The world is just a lie. The sun, the moon, and the stars were a hoax. It's all NASA fabricated. CGI, everything is fake. A grand conspiracy. But we flat earthers, we know the truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. And the truth shall set you free.
Flat earthers got it figured out. Flat earthers beyond unreasonable doubt. Flat earthers here to let you know that you're all just brainwashed citizens of an imaginary globe.
Everybody now,
flat earthers got it figured out. Flat earthers beyond unreasonable doubt. Flat earthers here to let you know that you're all just brainwashed citizens of an imaginary globe. That's right, we're all just brainwashed citizens of an imaginary globe.
Wow, well, we were, folks. Alrighty, that was Andrea and Adam from Zonas. If you're joining, we've got them in the studio for an interview and live to air. They're playing at the fantastic Inch Bar later on in the evening. It's a Koha entry show. It starts at 7 p.m. Yesterday, you brought in your son to the station, and I was wondering, how does your son fare on the road? You know, is that tricky?
Well, he loves travel as much as we do.
Okay, he's a fan of travel.
Oh, loves it.
Okay.
He's super into history and geography.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. Okay. Sounds like he's living the best life.
Absolutely. Yeah, he is. He was writing a letter, an email to his students back at his school. And he was just telling them how much fun that he's having and what a great time that it is and all of the animals that he gets to meet.
Oh, true. Have you guys been doing much wildlife stuff here?
We saw a sea lion down at St. Clair the other day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
we saw some dolphins.
Yeah, various birds. We saw those forest chickens.
Yeah.
Kiraru or the wood pigeon?
Wood, something like that. They it was up near Greymouth.
Oh, okay.
And we were staying in this cabin out in the woods, and he's called them forest chickens or
forest chickens.
Tea, I don't know.
Kia?
Maybe.
They're little brown birds.
Kiwi?
The size
not kiwi.
Of
not
like
kiwi.
A chicken kind of thing.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Wait, wicker?
Wicker?
Mm-hmm. They're kind of swamp hens.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that wickers be doing some stuff. They're awesome. Someone just texted in saying wicker.
Okay.
So sounds like a wicker.
Cool.
Yeah, no, they're great. They're real sneaky little guys. Did they tell you stories about like wicker stealing boots and trinkets and stuff?
No.
From campers? They do that often.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good thing we didn't leave our shoes outside.
If you don't leave your shoes outside, they'll make off with them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're real silly. They're real silly guys.
Okay.
So do be careful if you go around any. So you just played a song about Flat Earth is just there. Do you have any other sort of parody songs like that?
Well, we have another song. It's called Billionaire's Disease.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's kind of a topical discussion on our current wealth inequality situation. It's kind of got some maybe not for appropriate language in it, not appropriate for air language.
Not safe for work.
But I would recommend you go onto our YouTube channel. We have a couple of versions of it there. It's called Billionaire's Disease, and we'll definitely be playing it tonight at the Inch Bar. We have a little bit of fun in a lot of our songs referenced, but I think those are kind of our two main kind of political satire type songs.
Type tunes.
Yeah.
Who's your least favorite billionaire?
These days?
For me, it's Elon Musk.
Elon's up there.
He's so annoying. He's unfunny.
Yeah,
he tries so hard.
He's up there.
At least Jeff Bezos is just like, he's just kind of boring. He doesn't try.
I'm not super into Trump, obviously.
Not a billionaire.
He is now. Well, he is now because of might all the corruption be. With the crypto.
Because he's liquidated the whole country. Yeah.
And I guess that Les Wexner guy ain't looking so hot these days either. If you saw the Epstein stuff that came out this morning.
Yeah.
But no, for personality-wise, I mean, you got to hand it to Elon for just being the worst,
the most annoying
damp
person
carpet
possible.
Out there.
Completely. Well, if we don't have a political song up next, what kind of song are you guys going to play?
I'm going to sing a heartfelt song that I wrote. I just actually learned how to play the baritone ukulele about a year ago.
True. It's a baritone. Deeper.
The baritone, yeah. So it's just a little bit bigger. It kind of looks like a little guitar.
Yeah. Oh, true. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mate, what got you into playing the baritone ukulele?
Well, I ended up in the hospital. And I was flat out in the hospital bed, and I had a moment of clarity where I just knew that I wanted to play music for the rest of my life and that I was starting to see through my own BS, which was I had been making excuses for years about not playing an instrument and that I needed to put that BS aside and do what was necessary to learn an instrument, which is practice. So that's what I did. And as soon as I got out, I picked up this baritone ukulele and I started playing every day and writing songs. And so this is one of the first songs that I wrote.
Awesome.
And it's a song about forgiveness and letting go.
Cool.
Because as I was going through my healing process, I just knew that I didn't want to hold on to any kind of negativity anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't do any good, even if you might have been, you know, even if you've been wronged. It's still good to try and let go as much as you can.
And forgiveness is like, you know, as much for me that as it is for the other person.
Completely.
And it's not condoning their actions. It's just simply saying, I am not choosing to hold on to that energy anymore.
Yeah,
am choosing to be able to let that go.
Completely. Awesome. Well, folks, here are Andrea and Adam Zonis from Zonis. They have a show at Inch Bar later. They're going to play a song. What's the name of the song?
It's called Wildflowers.
Wildflowers. Awesome. So here are Andrea and Adam Zonis with Wildflowers. You are listening to The One. Keep it locked. Let's hear some Wildflowers.
Quick note about this song. It is on our unreleased album.
Oh, cool. We'll talk about that after this.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Here we go. One, two, three, one, two, three. Between me and you, I hope you forgave me if I caused any pain. Got a soft spot for you that will always remain. Wild, wild flowers dancing under the sun. We had our season of freedom and fun, but the cruel winter frost did take you away. Wherever you are, I hope you're okay. The wayward woman I was is faded and gone. I know her sorrow from all that went wrong. Can't turn back the clock or undo the past. I keep roaming on, hoping this love will last. Wild, wild flowers dancing under the sun. We had our season of freedom and fun, but the cruel winter frost did take you away. Wherever you are, I hope you're okay. I must admit the silence left me perplexed. So they say all good things must come to an end. I will cherish those moments when you called me friend. We had our season of freedom and fun, but the cruel winter frost did take you away. Wherever you are, I hope you're had our season of freedom and fun, but the cruel winter frost did take you away. Wherever you are, I hope you're okay. Wherever you are,
gorgeous, folks. Those Wildflowers from Zonis, who you can see tonight at Inch Bar on Bank Street. They're playing at 7 p.m. It's Koha Entry, and that's from their unreleased new album, which we'll talk about very shortly. It's 10:23 in the a.m. here on the Big Breakfast program with yours truly, Zach Hoffman. Now, this unreleased album, do we have a title? Do we have a release date for it?
It's called True to the Dream,
mm-hmm.
and we decided in early December that we were going to record a new album.
True.
We found a producer. It all fell into place. We have some great guest musicians on piano and pedal steel and bass on this album. And we just went into the studio and like nailed it. And this was about like January 5th that we were done. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, let's get this mixed and mastered. And I want to print off 50 copies, 50 CDs. We got the masters on January 16th. Our flight left on January 18th. We found a guy to print off 50 copies. We brought him with us to New Zealand. We're already almost half sold out.
Awesome.
So
that's what we want to hear.
As far as release date,
we're going to be releasing our first single coming up, and we'll be releasing it a single at a time as we go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get back to Victoria, we're hoping to have a big album release party around May.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
That's super, super exciting. Were there any other sort of pivotal moments that really inspired different songs on the album, like with you going into the hospital for Wildflowers?
I think it was a lot about our reconnection, because like we've been together now for about 17 years.
Wow.
And so when you work with your partner and you live with your partner and you have a child with your partner, life can take you in all kinds of different directions. And so this album is to honor our love.
Beautiful.
That we feel for each other. And there's so many love songs on the album. And it's just a wonderful way for us to be able to remember how much we appreciate each other and to be able to share that with everybody in the world.
Awesome, awesome.
Every song we write comes from some sort of personal story or experience. Or feeling. We're very autobiographical in what we write. Or even our stories that aren't directly about us, they're about our town or place we visited or that kind of thing. So it's steeped in personal experience.
Yeah, and you have visited a lot of places. I think it said in your press release that you've been to 10 countries and played in 10 different countries. Where has been maybe your favorite country to go play?
Well,
aside from New Zealand.
it was Thailand before we got here.
Awesome.
But Thailand is just absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. We're huge fans of Ecuador
as well.
And Peru, Colombia, Bolivia. Oh, you got to go to Bolivia.
I do want to go to South America.
We played on Ecuadorian national TV once.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we were staying in this little town up in the hills, and the landlord where we were renting from said, hey, they have in the city nearby this weekly feature that's live to air in the square. They do it every week on the Ecuadorian like public access channel that everybody watches. And we got up and we were able to play on it. And
wow.
Yeah, we played it live on Ecuadorian national TV.
Super exciting, man. Super exciting. I am being conscious of time. It's 10:27 now. Do you have one more song for us in the chamber?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to sing you a love song.
Oh.
It's a little duet. I wrote it for Andrea. And I'll just leave it at that.
Cool. Alrighty, folks. This is Andrea and Adam from Zonas. They are, again, doing a show at Inch Bar later today. Here is their love song. It's a duet. Enjoy.
One day we'll be old together, sitting on the front porch watching the weather. Sunny skies will pass on by, love you till the day I die. We've been together for 10 years now, and I'm hoping for 50 more. I pray you'll be by my side when we're knocking at death's door. I'd walk the extra mile just to keep you satisfied. I'd even hire a hot male nurse to change our diapers till the day we die. One day we'll be old together, sitting on the front porch watching the weather. Sunny skies will pass on by, love you till the day I die.
The first time I saw you, I knew you were the one. I knew you'd be by my side when all was said and done. But it was your sense of humor that really caught my eye. As long as you keep telling terrible jokes, we'll be laughing till the day we die.
One day we'll be old together, sitting on the front porch watching the weather. Sunny skies will pass on by, love you till the day I die. Sunny skies will pass on by, love you till the day I die.
Beautiful, folks. All right, that was Adam and Andrea from Zonas. They're here talking about their new album, True to the Dream, which is going to be coming out later in the year, around May-ish, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool. They're playing at Inch Bar tonight for a show that starts at 7 p.m. It's Koha Entry. Thank you so much for coming and playing some songs. That was lovely.
Thanks for having me.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you have any final words, thoughts, considerations you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, we got like 25 other shows in the rest of New Zealand as
yeah,
well.
You sure
yeah,
do.
Yeah, so we landed in Nelson, went down the west coast, and now we're starting the journey north. So we got the whole east coast, we got the North Island. We're definitely no further than a two-hour drive from anywhere in New Zealand at some point. So.
And I just want to send out so much love to all of the New Zealanders that are listening. We love y'all. It's so wonderful to meet so many kindred spirits, and we're just so grateful to be here. So I just want to wish everybody abundance, peace, and like love, and just keep on shining and just being you. You guys have a great thing going on in this country.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you very much. And likewise, I appreciate your Prime Minister and his speech that he made at the World Economic Forum the other day.
Yeah.
That was really awesome.
I know.
That's surprising, considering the things I'd heard. But he seems like he's standing up to America, which is great. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on, gang. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks. That was Andrea and Adam from Zonas. As I mentioned before, they are playing at Inch Bar tonight at 7 p.m. It's a Koha Entry show.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.